The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1783, a close call for Earth and a light show for Europe. The great meteor of 1783 was visible from England, Scotland, Italy, and France before it broke up in Earth's atmosphere. At the time, the meteoroid was considered to be a bad omen. In 1868, French astronomer Pierre Janssen discovered the element of helium by examining the spectrum of light from the sun, the first time an element was discovered on another body in the solar system before being found in a naturally occurring state on Earth. Science fiction writer Brian Adless was born on this day in 1925. The original lead singer of The Move, Carl Wayne, was born today in 1943. Split Enz bassist Nigel Griggs was born in 1949. Film and TV composer John Debney was born in 1956. His music has graced the soundtracks of such movies as The Scorpion King, Zathura, Sin City, and the TV series Sequest DSV, and the 1996 Doctor Who TV movie. Actor Ed Norton was born in 1969. Malcolm Jamal Warner was born in 1970. Still most famous for co-starring in The Cosby Show, he was also one of the stars of the early 21st century post-apocalyptic series Jeremiah.
You got a name?
Curdy.
Curdy. Your name is Curdy.
Yeah, it is. What of it? Oh, I know. What the hell kind of name is Curdy? Well, go ahead. I've heard all the jokes. Curdy. Must be wordy. Look a little Curdy birdie up in the tree. Dirty Curdy. Nerdy Curdy. Purdy Curdy. Oh, yeah. Turdy Curdy. See, I've heard them all before, so go ahead. You just take your best shot.
I was just going to say I knew a guy in Seattle named Curdy. He had a snake tattooed all up his left side.
Oh.
Actor Persis Kambata, who signed on the dotted line for a role in a revived Star Trek TV series and ended up instead playing the one-off character of Lieutenant Ilea in Star Trek The Motion Picture, died in 1998.
The navigator, Lieutenant Ilea, she's already aboard and en route to the bridge, sir.
Lieutenant Ilea, reporting for duty, sir.
Welcome aboard, Lieutenant.
Hello, Ilea.
Decker.
I was stationed on a lieutenant's home planet some years ago.
Commander Decker?
Yes, our exec and science officer.
Captain Kirk has the utmost confidence in me.
And in you too, Lieutenant.
My oath of celibacy is on record, Captain. May I assume my duties?
Balance.
Composer Elmer Bernstein, the man behind the music of such movies as The Ten Commandments, The Magnificent Seven, Ghostbusters, and Airplane, died in 2004. In 1982, toy manufacturer Coleco, which had been trying to gain a foothold in the video game business since its 1970s Telstar console, shook up the home video game world with ColecoVision, a home game console whose cartridges produced graphics that weren't that far from what players might expect to see in the arcade.
This is the arcade experience. We're ColecoVision. We bring the arcade experience home with games like Donkey Kong with multiple screens, arcade controls, and arcade graphics that let you have the arcade experience at home, because your vision is our vision. ColecoVision.
On the same day that year, Atari launched a counteroffensive against ColecoVision by releasing Math Grand Prix for the Atari 2600? Okay. In 2008, Stargate SG-1 celebrated a record-setting 200 episodes.
Come on, you must have some ideas. Don't be afraid. Just pitch them out. Don't worry, no one's going to judge you.
Okay, for starters, I think you need a strong opening title sequence.
Are you serious? No one does that anymore. You just throw up the title and get on with it.
Also on this day in 2016, Amazon's annual pilot season event, allowing Amazon Prime subscribers to pick which pilots went to series, had a clear winner in the live-action return of The Tick. The show would return almost exactly a year later with its first season.
You're a superhero.
That's what it says in my mailbox, I imagine.
And you're sticking them out. So that means that I'm right.
You fingered foul fruit, friend.
Well, do you think it's the Pyramid Gang?
What does it matter? They all work for the same wretched tyrant.
Wait, you believe that too?
Evil wears every possible mitten.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported. And there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod with the procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.